This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome back everybody to our daily reminder number 2 for the preparations of the month of Ramadan. Today's reminder, inshallah ta'ala, we'll speak about fasting. Fasting and preparation for the month of Ramadan, which is ahead of us, mashallah. Yesterday we gave the introduction. Today, inshallah, we'll be a bit more specific on fasting. And just to bring us an example with regards to what fasting is, subhanallah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us beautifully in a hadith, that as-siyamu junna, that siyam is a protection for us. It is a protection for us from what? From evil within ourselves, in order to control ourselves, and inshallah ta'ala, to build up taqwa in order for us to be more righteous, in order for us to be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's a great opportunity for us to fast, inshallah ta'ala, and also to know that this fasting is a shield for me. If we use the example that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made towards the youth, mashallah, if they feel that they want to get married, but although they feel that they are not ready for this financially or spiritually, or whichever way it may be, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them a guideline. And what was that guideline? The guideline was that they should fast. Why should they fast? Because fasting suppresses everything that we want to do which is against our own will and desires. Subhanallah. Fasting saves us from so many things. We are now in the situation where we are with our families 24 hours a day. Is that not amazing? To some it might be amazing, but to some it's also a trial and a test, subhanallah. We are not used to being at home 24 hours a day, and sometimes it can become a bit frustrated. But inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger knows best, and they gave us guidelines. And one of those beautiful guidelines is to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does fasting do? It keeps us away from evil and sin. It reminds us that we are currently busy with an ibadah in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to fulfill a sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we do that, we'll continuously and constantly remind ourselves that I cannot do wrong. I have to try to, inshallah ta'ala, increase in what I am doing, what is good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will always be reminding ourselves that I am in a state of fasting. And what better way it is to, inshallah ta'ala, prepare for the month of Ramadan that is ahead of us. So if I'm with my wife, subhanallah, if I'm normally somebody that is very short-tempered and I'm fasting, I will suppress that emotion of anger and I will try to be a better man. If my children, subhanallah, is around me and I'm struggling in order to be a better father, subhanallah, may Allah protect us. We're supposed to be the best of fathers. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person is good and the best who is best to his family. خيركم خيركم لأهلي لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of you are those who are best to his ahl, his family members, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is the best to his ahl. He was the best to his family members. And what can we follow better than being good Samaritans, good citizens to our own close members, subhanallah, our own family, my own wife who is so close to me, whom I claim to love, subhanallah. Now is the time to show that love. How am I showing it? By being a great, great, great follower of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be fooled by saying that worshipping is only making salah, sitting 24 hours with a subha in our hands, a tasbih in our hands, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. No, a good, good worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who continuously remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any form or any way possible. Whether it is the way that we conduct ourselves to our family members, speaking to my wife in a soft tone, for the woman to speak to their husband in a beautiful tone, mashallah, for them to adorn themselves for their husbands, this is very good, mashallah, and for our children to teach them and to train them how to be good, good children, towards their parents, what their etiquette should be and their adab should be in companies. Now is the time that we as mother and father are together, and we can ensure and make sure if our children are going to the madrasa in the afternoons, that we now inshallah ta'ala work with them in order to do what is best for them, to practice what they have been taught. And if our children are not going to madrasa yet, we can be the teachers of them, to teach them now how to be good people out there, inshallah ta'ala. This is a time of barakah. This is the time of khair, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought families together in order to learn together, inshallah ta'ala, and to prosper together, maybe not financially, maybe not in a materialistic way, but in a way where our spiritual heights, we can reach spiritual heights insha'Allah ta'ala just by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ramadan is ahead of us. Fasting is one of the things that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us with. How do I fast? Let us insha'Allah ta'ala study how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. He was one that he used to fast. Subhanallah, he still gave sadaqah. He still was a good personality. He was not, as they say, a hungry man is an angry man. Subhanallah. He was not a person like that. He was somebody that when he fasted, he was more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave more compassion to those who needed compassion. He was a good husband. He was a brilliant father. And he was a brilliant neighbor to others. Subhanallah. So let us inshallah ta'ala try to emulate him in these ways. Let us try inshallah ta'ala to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by a simple way of fasting. And by doing this, we understand now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. We don't know the extent of the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving us. We don't know. We will only see that the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can we imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that reward which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about? So here's a brilliant opportunity for us Jamaatul Muslimin. So let us try to emulate the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is Thursday, inshaAllah ta'ala. If we are not fasting today, let us make it a point. There's only a few days left for the month of Ramadan. Let this Monday that is coming, let that be a day of fasting. And let it be a day of fasting. And we remind ourselves when fasting, this is a day that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. This is a lifestyle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm following in that footsteps. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, man ahabba sunnati ahabbani, wa man ahabbani ma'iya fil jannah. And whosoever follows my sunnah, he loves me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us to be amongst the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.